I got involved with Iditarod because my wife was a veterinarian last year, and we both have a love for animals, and I wanted to get involved to support her and the whole veterinary team and the sled dogs. All right. I'm here and involved with Iditarod. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I see the passion in the people who support the mushers and the race, and how much of a cultural experience this is for Alaskans and for, you know, really everybody who's in love with the Iditarod. And I've got a background in, I was in the military, and so I'm really good with logistics, and I felt like I could support them, even though I don't have the skills to be a veterinarian and check the dogs. Like, if I could be behind the scenes and support them, that's what I wanted to do. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was seeing Aaron Burmeister come in, and how emotional it was for the people in the town. He's like a, you know, it's almost like a hometown hero, and how they're all, you know, rooting for him, and how he became emotional about it. And it's such a powerful thing for, you know, to see him coming through, and the bond between the people and the dogs and the race. And so that was so far my most memorable experience. What I know for sure in life is that if you're positive and you put out positive energies in your interactions with people, you have empathy for where they are and try to step into their shoes. All of that's going to come back to you in the end, and people are going to treat you the same. It's kind of a karmic thing, and that I've found in my life. I try to live my life that way, just putting out positive energy and, you know, just and trying to bring happiness to everybody around you. So.